Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
If you keep saying, oh, she's too masculine, what it means is you too feminine. If I got more balls than you, that's really a diss to you, not a diss to me.
How was your day?
The day was good. Just a lot of work and running errands. But everything was good. Everything got done, so.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, do you fit what they're talking about? Fit, feminine, and what was the last one? I forgot already.
Fit, feminine, and fun or nice. Something
nice, like, I think. Yeah, something like that. Are you all three?
Yes, I am all three.
I highly doubt that.
Let's talk about fit. Yeah, I'll give it to her. I'll give her fit. Friendly, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it so far. Okay, Yit's out. Yit's basically completely out. Women don't realize how impressed a man is sometimes just by a woman dressing classy. You don't got to dress nasty. Dressing nasty might work from 18 to 23, 24. After 25, men start looking at it a little weird. After 30, it's flat out cringe.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker.
I could see the fit and feminine. I didn't know about the nice. Yes.
I'm not. I'm going to be nice tonight.
Told you. I told you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so would you like to tell us about yourself?
I just hate and love this question. So I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm 38 years young.
That's a damn lie.
I work in oil and gas here in Houston. Been in corporate America a long time. I own a store, a boutique. It's clothing and jewelry, Zoe Mar, ZOEMAR.com. I don't have any children. I don't have any pets. I am single. So where are the good looking men?
I want a fine man. I don't want to say you want the one that everyone wants, but you want a man who's going to turn heads.
You used to boss some motherfuckers around about oil and gas. You in the boardroom with the big dogs in the suits. You got your little pantsuit on. Like, no. Oh, you coming home with a pantsuit on? No. Penis just go back into your body. I don't want to see a woman in a fucking suit jacket. Even a girl suit jacket. And yeah, it's a bunch of men from what I hear in Houston, and she still had to come on YouTube. I tell you everything you need to know. She's a stereotypical B-dub boss babe in Houston. She does not know how to be feminine at this point. She know how to fake it. She know how to show her tits. She know how to do her hair, put nails on, but actually have that feminine aura, it'll never come back after fucking probably, 15 years in oil and gas or whatever.
You know, sometimes, often, I bring women who are maybe single moms, and my child be like, oh, why again a woman with kids? I'm like, you stop it. Like, I'm sure they be talking when they have kids. So,
yeah.
Hey guys, you see tonight I have a woman for you with no kids. Do you want some or no?
No, I'm good. Like I say, I'm 38. So when, you know, you get kind of around to this age, normally men are going to have kids anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm good with being the cool stepmom.
You're lost in life, buddy. And you're the ultimate simp.
You okay if they have kids?
Like one.
What about two with the same woman?
Same woman? Yeah, that's like perfect. But yeah, let's keep it to a minimum, guys.
What do you like to do?
So I work out a lot. I work on Zoe Mar a lot. So that's really my main thing. Workout. I hang out with my friends. I read. I like a lot of self-help books. I'm reading one now. I can't even think of the title, but it's like on manifestation.
Why does that not surprise me?
I was going to watch Snowfall tonight. Okay. I watch all my shows. What else? I love to go out to eat. I love to travel.
1% of the world's pilots are Black women.
Both of these pilots hope to inspire others to soar with them. So a special shout out to them for making history, breaking glass ceilings, and inspiring other young women to do the very same.
You know, good conversation, just I think kind of like the normal stuff. But what I'm doing like day to day is working. I work very hard and then working out. I work out every other day.
Yeah, I saw the booty. I was like, oh yeah, she be working out.
You said something gay, so you gotta say no homo.
Yes, I gotta stay in the gym to keep my butt right.
33,000 followers, that's past my limit. I'd say anything over 20K. Look, her ego is too big. A man won't fit into her life. Her job and ego takes up all the space. And you know she be in the gym with booty shorts on and some old shit. Yeah, this isn't girlfriend material. None of that. Let's check out our website. I'm impressed. It looks pretty, you know, legit.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. Yeah, this is getting all demon vibes. It's like a scene out of The Devil's Advocate. Yeah, no, thank you. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go. Here the fuck we go.
Now let's take it slow, guys. Not a bad booty.
God, you're sick.
So yeah, nice bod, but this isn't girlfriend or wife material. See, this is where it just goes too far. She's forever just going to get fucked. She's a freak. She's an older freak. She'd be cool to just have as a little freak, you know, that you hang out with, you know, twice a month. Wait, can I see her? Oh, wow. All right. This is just wrong at 40. I bet if a guy came in and was like, no, this is how you got to take this stuff down. No, it's for my business, bae. This is business. You can't interfere with business. I get what you're trying to say, but this business. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, she her body right. I came front on that. At 40 years old, she wasn't lying about being a gym rat. I give her that. I came front on her when it come to that. She ain't playing with the body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. She ain't playing with that. Every high-value man in Houston then had his turn with this.
You don't know that.
Okay, stick of your tongue. 40 years old. This is a 40-year-old woman, y'all. This is a 40-year-old woman.
I still act like a kid sometimes because I like, you know, having fun.
Keep my butt right. To keep everything looking good.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on mine, working from at home, you know, working out at home. It's not coming, but hey, I have faith. It's coming one day.
Just keep it up. Do legs, like, every day.
Oh, it's every day. Yeah, that's what I do. I only do legs and booty.
They are who we thought they were.
Okay, so let's talk about the men that we're going to find you tonight. How, what is like some of the qualities he needs to have?
Oh, okay. So this is, you know, I always say you can't really ask for things that you don't necessarily have going on yourself.
As a woman, you can, because men don't care about what you got going on. Like, it really don't work like that. This is what's taking you out the game.
Ho for sure.
I mean, that's first and foremost. No respectable man is going to this Instagram and saying, I'm introducing this to mama. Hey, mama, check out her Instagram. Did you see her Instagram, grandma? Nobody's doing that. So she disqualified off top.
He doesn't like have to be a ham like in the gym, or it doesn't have to be like that. But I do want somebody that works out, that takes care of their body, that cares about how they look, that's kind of going to, you know, eat right and do the things that they need to do. That's important to me. I will admit that I like tall. I like dark, you know. I guess I do kind of like an athletic build. I need somebody that's clearly financially secure. I do pretty well for myself. So I'm looking for a guy that is going to be stable, that, you know, that's going to be pretty, how do I put it? Do you say well off, well to do? He needs to come with it.
How's she gonna know you love her if you're not buying bags? And I'm gonna just say it because it needs to be said. That woman is not a gold digger. She just wants a man with a lot of money who buy her things when she wants them. Is that a crime? If it was a crime, I'd dial 911.
Ladies, if you are out here child-free and single, independent, making your money, you are gold. I am not exact. You are gold. Please listen to me, young ladies.
Why? Like, seriously, why? You clearly provide a certain lifestyle for yourself, so what the fuck does it matter? Because women aren't giving people when it comes to the finances and stuff when they get to the bag. Why not get a good dude who's tall, dark, and handsome who work at McDonald's?